Now we.
The Trailer Burn Show on News Talk with Aviva Insurance. Before the end of the month, you might want to feel a little more in control of your finances.
You do often want to shop healthier and to save money, as myself and Karina have been discussing, and to support local, but it can be hard to know where to start and if it makes a difference. Well, to offer us some tips and advice on all of this, I'm joined by founder and CEO of GIY, Grow It Yourself, Mick Kelly. Mick, you're very welcome.
Are you, Claire?
Good to
you
see
well.
You. Thanks for coming in. So tell us about what you do, first of all.
Yeah, so GIY, we're a non-profit social enterprise, started back in 2008, and we're basically trying to reconnect people to real food.
Mm-hmm.
I think the food system's broken. I think that we've become really, really disconnected from our food, and I think we can see the impact of that in our health and in the health of the planet.
Well, it's hard to get an Irish vegetable.
Yeah, well, exactly that. Unfortunately, I mean, I think our kind of food security is sort of an illusion. You know, we our former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, used to say that we could feed 50 million people and that'd be grand if all they want to do is eat beef and dairy, because that's basically what we're doing. And
we're sending it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 90% of what we produce as a nation goes out of the country. And we import pretty much everything else. So if you think about it, if you think about the average plate, I suppose the meat might be Irish, but pretty much everything else is going to be imported. Mm-hmm. Typically around 85% of our veg and fruit, most of our grains are, you know, the wheat for our breads, everything else pretty much is imported. And when it comes to veg and fruit, as you said, in the 1990s, we had about 600 commercial veg growers. We're down to just over 70 now.
So what is it? It's just not commercially viable to do it, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I suppose what's happened over the last 25 years, supermarkets have sort of, they've used vegetables and fruit as kind of loss leaders to get you into the store. So we're all sort of familiar with the like 49 cent kind of carrots or whatever. And that's so in real terms, the price of veg has stayed more or less stable over 25 years. It's gone kind of down and then up, but it's more or less they're the same cost as they were 25 years ago, whereas the consumer price index has kind of gone like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And most of our other types of food have increased in price. So, and then their input costs have gone through the roof, energy, oil, fertilizer, all that stuff. And they're just leaving the sector in their drove. A couple of weeks ago, actually, carrot grower that had about 12% of the national carrot crop down in Kilkenny went out of business, 45 jobs gone, you know. So it's collapsing in front of our eyes, and unless we do something about it, and obviously government has a role to play, but also us as consumers, then there won't be any veg for us to buy.
You're asking us then to support our local producers, the ones who are still there, still grinding it out.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that, so obviously those 70 odd growers are kind of the big guys, like they're the guys producing maybe 30-40% of our broccoli and all the major crops, and they need our support or they'll be gone. So it's as simple as that. And like it comes down to, you know, as a consumer, when you go into a supermarket, often you have a choice. You know, I called into a supermarket on the way over here, and there were potatoes on the shelves in the supermarket I was in. Some of them were Irish and some of them were French,
uh-huh.
Which is mad, like that we're importing little salad potatoes from France.
I always think that's mad. And I always think it's mad that we're importing so much green.
Yeah.
You know, vegetables, because that we're good at that. Like that's easy for Ireland to do. I mean, that's what we were always told we were good at growing. And yet we're bringing it in from Africa or from all over the world, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And like some of that's seasonal. I mean, we don't have any broccoli at the moment, for example, in season in Ireland. There's a kind of gap.
We expect to eat strawberries now in December.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is another problem, isn't it?
It's a huge problem.
It's a consumer expectation.
That you can have the same things all year round.
And they're not nice all year round.
No, they're not. And like, that's, I think, the point. You know, people might say, well, so what if it's imported from Africa or wherever? And I think, you know, obviously there's a sort of a patriotism and our food security and all that's very important. But I think most importantly, just on a consumer level, the longer something takes to get here, the longer the journey and the further it comes, the less flavour it's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, because as soon as you pick something out of the ground or harvest it, it's starting to rot and die. And it's a process they're trying to sort of stave off. But like, it's just biology. So what you're tasting there, if you have strawberries from from Morocco at this time of the year, or you know, sweet potatoes brought in from the other side of the world, they taste of almost nothing. And the reason is because of that, you know, immense journey that they've come on. And so, and also flavor and nutrient density are two sides of the one coin as well. So you're sort of, if something doesn't taste like it has much life in it, then it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's not going to
be as good for you as you think.
Much good. But in a time of rising costs, we're all very nervous about spending more on our food.
Yeah.
And if we want to eat Irish food and Irish produce, we're going to pay a bit more for it, right?
Sometimes you are, yeah, I think that's true, but sometimes you're not. I mean, there's some very competitively priced Irish veg. That's why those veg growers are going out of business.
This is the problem. Like if you're only going to pay 50 cents for a bag of carrots,
yeah,
it puts such phenomenal pressure on the producer.
Yeah, and that's the uncomfortable conversation that needs to happen. I think our veg is too cheap, actually. It's not enough. We're not paying enough for it to be viable for growers to grow the stuff, and that just is not sustainable in the long term. And also, if you think about that nutrient density argument, then like the when you buy what you put in your body is sort of an investment in your health in the future as mm-hmm. well. Like the old saying is like either pay the farmer or the pharma. And I think that that's a good way to think about it. Like it's worth spending a little bit extra, I think, if you have to get Irish produce. The other thing, like, you know, I think our veg sector is sort of in meltdown at the moment, but there is a kind of a bright spot, which is that there's quite a lot of smaller scale, often organic, not always, you know, small scale growers starting to bubble up. We reckon there's about 300 to 400 of them now,
mm-hmm.
and they're serving communities, you know, with often direct to consumer. They're selling in farmers markets, back to the old sort of green grocers, some of them that are left, and even veg box schemes, because we have, you know, courier systems now where you can literally harvest crops on a Tuesday and have them delivered anywhere in the country on a Wednesday. So there's a lot of them starting to pop up. We have one in GOI, but we're not the only one. The likes of Green Earth Organics and the Happy Pear do it, Cork Rooftop Farm, and a few others. And that's a way to access, you know, really good, I would say very good value for money food. You know, on
that
local
is fresh and seasonal.
Fresh and,
okay, Mick, yeah. We're going to leave it there for today, but you're going to come back and talk to us again.
Yeah,
this is going to be a running theme. We certainly will. That's Mick Kelly there from GIY.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.